7. The Trinity Guides. Trinity Guides are the tireless ministers of the fifth circle of the Havona training of the advancing pilgrims of time and space. The spiritual graduates are here designated candidates for the deity adventure, since it is on this circle, under the direction of the Trinity Guides, that the pilgrims receive advanced instruction concerning the Divine Trinity in preparation for the attempt to achieve the personality recognition of the Infinite Spirit. And here the ascending pilgrims discover what true study and real mental effort mean as they begin to discern the nature of the still more taxing and far more arduous spiritual exertion that will be required to meet the demands of the high goals set for their achievement on the worlds of this circuit. Most faithful and efficient are the Trinity Guides, and each pilgrim receives the undivided attention and enjoys the whole affection of a secondary supernovim belonging to this order. Never would a pilgrim of time find the first approachable person of the Paradise Trinity were it not for the help and assistance of these guides and the host of other spiritual beings engaged in instructing the ascenders respecting the nature and technique of the forthcoming deity adventure. After the completion of the course of training on this circuit, the Trinity Guides take their pupils to its pilot world and present them before one of the many triune commissions functioning as examiners and certifiers of candidates for the deity adventure. These commissions consist of one fellow of the Finaliters, one of the directors of conduct of the Order of Primary Supernovim, and either a solitary messenger of space or a trinitized son of paradise. When an ascendant soul actually starts for paradise, he is accompanied only by the transit trio, the superaffic circle associate, the graduate guide, and the ever-present servital associate of the latter. These excursions from the Havona circles to paradise are trial trips. The ascenders are not yet of paradise status. They do not achieve residential status on paradise until they have passed through the terminal rest of time subsequent to the attainment of the Universal Father and the final clearance of the Havona circuits. Not until after the divine rest do they partake of the essence of divinity and the spirit of supremacy, and thus really begin to function in the circle of eternity and in the presence of the Trinity. The ascender's companions of the transit trio are not required to enable him to locate the geographic presence of the spiritual luminosity of the Trinity, rather to afford all possible assistance to a pilgrim in his difficult task of recognizing, discerning, and comprehending the Infinite Spirit sufficiently to constitute personality recognition. Any ascendant pilgrim on paradise can discern the geographic or locational presence of the Trinity. The great majority are able to contact the intellectual reality of the deities, especially the third person, but not all can recognize or even partially comprehend the reality of the spiritual presence of the Father and the Son. Still more difficult is even the minimum spiritual comprehension of the Universal Father. Seldom does the quest for the Infinite Spirit fail of consummation, and when their subjects have succeeded in this phase of the deity adventure, the Trinity Guides prepare to transfer them to the ministry of the Sun Finders on the fourth circle of Havona.